Everybody, Andy here again with this, would you believe, is my 101st audio boo. I only realised after recording my last one that it was my 100th, and maybe I should have commemorated it in that way. So the commemoration will have to come with this one, the 101st. And maybe I should have noticed that, because it's pretty momentous. Any of these social networking sites or whatever that you go on that allow people like myself to spout my own opinions, whether it be here, whether it be in blogs, whether it be on YouTube videos, that type of thing as well. You're always amazed when you reach a particular milestone. I know I certainly have been with my YouTube videos, and I'm now up to well over 700 of those, and every time you get to, you know, the next century, you're thinking, wow. And if I and when I ever get to that 1000th video, that will be really some momentous milestone. The reason being, as with this 100 or 101st audio boo, is that you just never think about where you're going with this. Or maybe you do. Maybe some people are that plan these things a bit more, especially as the use of these sort of tools becomes more prevalent. When I started on YouTube back in 2006, I never thought about doing this getting on for 5 years later, and I doubt that anybody else did either. Maybe people think about it more now that it's more known that you can use this as a vehicle for yourself or for your thoughts, but that certainly wasn't my idea back then. And even when I started on audio boo, it was just an alternative to what I did on YouTube, something that was quick and easy. I can upload this and I can do the talking, and within about a quarter of an hour it's up there, it's on the internet, ready for public consumption, shall we say. It's easier quite often than making a video. But there does come that question though, as to why you do it in the first place. And I always find that that's sometimes the hardest question to actually answer. So many people say that to me when they find out that I do this type of thing, or they meet me and you mention about the videos, or they see your videos and they say, why do you do it, Andy? Why do you make your vlogs? Why do you write blogs? Why do you do audio boos? And it's very, very hard to put that finger on it as to why you do it. I'm not there to sort of necessarily promote myself. Yes, it's great if people appreciate what you say and ask your opinion of things like that as well. And maybe it's because I'm a fairly opinionated person, as people have said to me before, especially my wife. You seem to have an opinion on everything. I have a wide range of interests, etc. as well. And it's nice to get your opinion out there and to get the feedback. Maybe that's where a lot of it comes from, whether it be audio boo, the blogs, or especially the YouTube videos, where little communities build up, where you actually have a bit of an interaction, even on sites like Twitter as well. You put your thoughts out there, you get an instant reaction to it, which is the appeal of it as well, and you start up conversations, you meet new people. Once again, not something that any of us probably thought about when we started. And quite a few of those people I've actually met in real life, as I mentioned in an audio boo not long ago. But I think what it comes down to for me personally, when I think about this, I just think that I like to communicate with people. I think of myself in some ways as a bit of a communicator, if that's the right way. I may be using that definition completely wrong, but I like to put my thoughts out there. I tend to think that there's some worth in some of the things that I say without sort of blowing my own trumpet. As I said, the reaction that you get to them, people think, oh, that's quite good. And people in real life, shall we say, ask my opinion about certain things as well. So some people are interested in that type of thing. I'm also fairly good, if you want to put it that way, at speaking. I mentioned in a recent audio boo as well about getting up there and doing public speaking. So it doesn't bother me to do that type of thing. I don't find it particularly hard. Yes, some of my early YouTube videos might suggest otherwise, but that was a long time ago. I also, as you're probably aware, am involved with some DJing as well. And not all the time, but, you know, sort of sporadic intervals, shall we say. And once again, I've got more and more into that type of thing as well. And I enjoy the sort of speech side of it as much, and I'd like to actually explore that a bit more, maybe. And that's partly through doing that, but also partly through doing these type of things as well. You suddenly start doing, you think, well, actually, I quite like doing this, as I'm sure anybody else who does audio boos as well, especially if you do them about specific topics. You're just voicing your thoughts. It's a new way of doing it, yes, rather than putting it in a diary or even in a blog, shall we say. this is a newer medium than blogging, and I've actually find this easier because it's easier to talk for me than it is to write. It takes me a lot longer to write a blog post, which is one of the reasons that I started doing audio boos in the first place. So anybody out there, think about that question, that old perennial question. Why do you do this? Why do you put your thoughts out there? You know, maybe it's just you think, well, it doesn't matter. If no one listens, it doesn't matter. At least I've got it off my chest, shall we say, and got it out into the open. If people agree, disagree, you can start a little bit of a conversation, and a conversation with someone completely different, a new audience, shall we say. So there you go, some little thoughts. Maybe I'll get to that 200 mark. And at the moment, I certainly think that I probably will as well, because there's several days when I intend to make an audio boo, and even though it doesn't take me that long, I still never get around to doing it. I'm sure we can all relate to that one as well. Anyway, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with me for 100 boos if you've been there for that long. And here's to the next 100. Thanks very much. Goodbye.